Hi guys, this is Dave Shurest from DaveShurest.com, and welcome to a quick little audio boo here. I just wanted to talk about what some of the best reasons for using an autoresponder would be. And quite frankly, the best reason is the fact that it serves as a way to educate your audience by through helpful content, but also get everybody up to the same speed. So let's say somebody signs up because they want to get some information about your particular workshops or something like that that you produce. One of the ways that you want to get people interested in your workshops is providing them information with how they're able to use them. So what you're able to do with autoresponders is really start at square one and put together a series of information that no matter when the person signs up, you can manage how frequently those messages go out, and they go out automatically. So you're basically able to put your your newsletter on autopilot. And then in between there, you're also able to interject with something timely, that if there's something that you want to put up right away or in between, that you're able to do that with a regular broadcast type of message. But basically what happens is if you have somebody that joins on day one when you start your newsletter, they can, you know, they'll get the messages that you start with. Then if you have somebody that joins up day 30 that you've been running your newsletter, they'll be able to get those messages that the first person has already received. So they basically allows you to set up a sequence that you'll be able to do. So that's one of the main reasons to have a newsletter. It just lets you get everybody on the same page, lets you point people towards information you think that they should know about, and lets you do it on autopilot. So you don't have to retrack and figure out what information somebody has or hasn't had yet. So that's the best reason to set up autoresponders from my point of view. So hopefully that's helpful. All right, guys, it's Dave Shurest from DaveShurest.com. Talk to you next time.